bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Prescott Chamber Chat with your host, Trish Huber. She is the Prescott Area Chamber of Commerce Coordinator, and we could not be more excited to chat it up with her. Trish, how have you been?
Good. I've been real good. How about you?
I'm great, thank you. Trish, before we go any further, I think it is such a fun story to hear about this full circle position that you are in as the Chamber Coordinator. So let's go back in time. How long ago did you start with the Chamber?
I started back in 2002, so I was with the Chamber for 16 years, and then I decided that, well, my husband was retired and we were going to travel, so I decided it was time to probably retire and just spend time together and grandchildren and all that stuff, and things were more, you know, social media and all that kind of stuff was really going on, and I have no clue. I'm technically challenged. So I thought, okay, it's a good time to get out. I don't want to learn anything new. About the time I learn it, it'll change. And so I decided that I would retire in 2019. And so I did. And then, you know, a few years passed. I had breast cancer. And then we ended up with COVID. I mean, the whole country had COVID. So It ended up to be good that I did, you know, retire when I did. And then last year, I think it was 2024 in August or something like that, they called up and wanted to know if I'd be interested in coming back. The gal that had been doing it had a family situation where she had to leave, and so here I am, and I'm not doing the social media and the marketing and all that stuff. We have a gal, Amanda Hines, who does that, who is a great, great gal. She is really good at what she does. She's my second cousin, actually. Her mom and I are first cousins, so it's kind of small world, right?
Is it though, Trish, when you live in Prescott? I mean, is it?
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true. And so here I am. I'm doing the meetings and planning events and, you know, the social aspect of it. And I work from home. And it's worked out really good. It's keeping me busy, but yet I can set my own hours. And I still have time to go and spend time with my grandkids and my husband and kids and my friends, and which is very important. And so I'm enjoying it.
Trish, I think it's just wonderful. And I think it's just so great to hear that story, because sometimes we're just not quite ready to retire, right?
Yeah, you know, and I have to be busy all the time. And there's only so many books you can read. And I do enjoy like gardening and flowers. And I actually work part-time at a little greenhouse outside of Prescott in the spring. So I do keep busy, but it was just, I really miss the people. And so this is a really good opportunity to get back with all my Chamber friends and spend time with them and work with the community.
You know, in 2002, I can't really remember what Prescott was like, but I know it is certainly changed and grown and enhanced and flourished since then. Can you take us back to 2002? What did the downtown area look like then? Was the steamboat still around in 2002?
You know, it was a lot quieter down there. We didn't have the restaurants and stuff like we do now. It was more, you know, we still got people from out of town and that coming in. But when you've got like Two Rivers right now that we have down there, such a draw for out-of-town people. And the marketing and stuff is so much better with Great River Road. So we, you know, now we get so many more people hitting Prescott on their way down there, Great River Road and that type of thing. But, you know, it was quieter. The people, you know, not a whole lot of them are that I worked with then are still around. Two of the members, you know, like Cernahaus and Batax and stuff like that are still there, of course. But a lot of new faces now. It's just really been spruced up and everything looks like we're thriving down there so much more than back in the day.
Well, that's awesome to see. And I know from a tourism standpoint that things have really picked up in Prescott, and that's awesome to see as well. When you think back about this opportunity to come back in your position 2.0, what have been some of the things that you really have noticed that are big changes?
Well, especially social media you know, everything is done through that, you know, versus even phone calls and that kind of stuff. So it's a lot you know, more advertising, more marketing and all that through social media and Facebook and, you know, websites and that kind of thing. So that's changed big time. And the members are a lot younger than they used to be. Or maybe I'm just older. I don't know.
Maybe, Trish. We're not sure. You decide.
It's kind of hard to take sometimes when you know most of these people, you're old enough to be their mother. So that's okay. That's okay.
For
you
sure.
Know, that's just part of it. But no, everybody's been really good to me. And, you know, I have a really great board to work with. We have, and chamber ambassadors are wonderful. So it's been fun. I've enjoyed it. And like I said, I'm set my own hours. So they've been real good if we're going to travel or anything like that. So, you know, it makes it fun.
You know, I think Prescott is a lot like Hastings in that so many of the businesses locally are family owned, not chain driven.
Yep.
And I think that brings a certain flavor to a community. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, you've got so many of them like that, and the community stands behind them because these businesses give back so much. They give back to the schools and like the chamber and, you know, all kinds of fundraising, and you know, they're there to help, and so then the town supports them back, or that's what we hope they will. And there's a lot of family tradition, and now the younger family members are coming up through and, you know, taking over and that kind of thing, and it's good to see. It's, you know, all these kids that, like at Patapsh, you'd see in the grocery store years ago, now they're managing it and, you know, working in the deli and then the meat department and that. So you're, you know, same with Cerna House. It's grown and it kind of tradition and heritage in the community, which is so good.
Absolutely. Well, Trish, let's talk about this fall. I know you had a busy season of tourism. Has it slowed down at all in the early fall here?
Not a whole lot yet. You know, it once the leaves get off the trees, that's when things start really slowing down. I know a lot of our downtown bars and restaurants have things going on, so hopefully that'll keep bringing people in, you know, before it gets too cold. And, you know, really, we've had such a wonderful fall that it's been good. You know, you've seen a lot of traffic and that kind of thing. It's a gorgeous area to take a ride, and people will a lot of times stop and have a cup of coffee or lunch or breakfast, and then they head on down the road. But it, you know, it'll come. It always does. But until the leaves fall, it's still fun to hang out and spend time in Prescott. I mean, it's always fun to hang out and spend time, but that's usually when the tourists and the people from out of town, you see them more.
And don't you think that because you have such a great stopping point in, from a tourism standpoint, in the Great River Road Learning Center at Freedom Park, that really sets the stage for people coming and using Prescott as not just a destination, but a starting point?
Yeah, it does, because we are the gateway to the Great River Road. And, you know, when I worked years ago, when I worked down at the chamber office, right on the corner by the bridge there, we would have people from all over would stop in Milwaukee, and they had, you know, read articles about the Great River Road, and either they had started down farther and headed north or vice versa. And so we would get people from all over that would stop and want to see it. And, you know, you see it written up in books all the time about it being such a beautiful drive, and it is, and all the little towns along the way, there's so much to do and see, and we're so fortunate to have this right here.
I totally agree with you. I just never tire of that road. So let's talk about the kickoff to your fall is always Prescott Days. And I know that there were some things that were changed this year and made your life a little bit easier from a chamber standpoint. Tell us about Prescott Days and how successful that was.
You know, the weather was a little iffy off and on, but it was a good turnout and great planning. The committee does a great job every year putting together a fun weekend for everybody. And the chamber does not do the parade anymore, which we did for many years. And a gal took over, her and her daughter took over and made a lot of changes, but I heard a lot of good things about it. You know, I'm hoping that next year goes easier for them, because it is a So it's quite a bit to deal with the first year, but from what I understood, I didn't go to it this year. Packers were playing, so you know, you got to get your priorities right.
Well, good for you. I'm happy that was taken off of your plate, because that was a lot.
Yeah,
but Prescott Days is so fun. You know, you just really have activities and events all over town, and it's a destination for people, again, to just come and enjoy your town festival.
Yeah, and there are so many great volunteers that, I mean, the Lions Club and the Prescott Days Committee and, you know, so many organizations that work together to make it successful and to have good food and entertainment and everything. So it was a good time, and, you know, it's hard to believe it's come and gone already.
Oh, boy. Well, let's talk about some of the other things that you have coming up, please. I know one is an event that is open to the public that I think you and I maybe should go to together and sit in the front row. What do you think about that?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Yeah, I agree. This is a little over my head.
Okay, tell people what this is.
Okay, Princess Paula is going to be our guest speaker at our November chamber meeting, which is on November 5th at 12 o'clock. And she does consulting, but her topic is going to be AI and ChatGPT. So it's going to be, like it says, unlocking the tools that are changing the way we work. So, you know, there's a lot of, like I said, there was a lot of changes going on for what I didn't know what was going, you know, how to do things. So this is a good way for people like me to get in there and actually find out more information about what, you know, what you can do to move ahead with jobs or just even personal life.
Well, and this is going to be open to the public, which you usually don't open your chamber meetings to the public, right?
Well, you know, anybody's always welcome, but yeah, we are advertising it that, you know, it's open to the public just because of the topic and seemed like there was a lot of people interested in it. And, you know, the more everybody's welcome, the more the merrier. And this is going to be held at the Old Patax Event Center, which is where the Old Patax grocery store used to be. So plenty of room for everybody. And we do ask that people RSVP to the chamber. So you can go on like the chamber website and find out more information about it too. But I've watched a little video of this gal. She is full of energy and, you know, really got a good presentation. And, you know, it's like just kind of to get yourself ready for the future to be prepared for what all these things are and what's going to be coming too. So it's, you know, ways to save time, to you get more help and to boost productivity. And, you know, there's just so many things. But there's some information on the website that you can check out on it. And we're looking forward to hopefully we have a good crowd. And it's $10 for chamber members, and that includes your lunch. Patax IGA will be catering the lunch for us, so we'll have a buffet lunch. And then for non-members, it's $20.
And this, again, is covering topics that we certainly hear about in the news all the time. Mm-hmm. We hear about, you know, if you read, you hear about AI and ChatGPT, but it's not something to be fearful of because you're going to take all of that angst away. It's here. So it's not like we can put our head in the sand and
right.
and not know how to use, or as you said, how to use some of these tools and not only help a business if you own one, but just in our own life. So again, that's open to the public. And would you be so kind as to give the info again?
Yes, it's on November 5th at noon at the Old Patax Event Center. And you can RSVP to the chamber at chamberofprescott@gmail.com. And you can pay when you get there, or you can go online and pay also with a credit card. But open to the public, if $10 for members, $20 for non-members. And Princess Paula is the speaker, which I'm real anxious to, you know, find out what this is all about and meet her. And we'll have next month when we talk, you just don't quiz me, but we'll, you know, it'll be interesting to see what came away with.
Oh, I'm going to quiz you. I'm going to quiz you for sure. Be sure and ask Princess Paula what her heritage is, too, if she's true royalty. This is very exciting.
I hope she wears a crown. That's all, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to.
So that is going to be happening soon, which is great. And I know Prescott does a lot of things around town to celebrate Halloween. Do you want to tell our listeners about some of that?
Well, right now, the only thing I have on that is New Adventures Learning Center, Daycare Center, has like an event coming up for Halloween. And you could go on their website, and I'm sure they would have information on that, too. And that's open to the public, not just for daycare families. So something fun. You know, there isn't a lot yet that I've been aware of what's going on. So hopefully there'll be some more things here soon that'll be coming across.
Also coming up is Small Business Saturday. And as we chatted earlier, because of the number of locally owned businesses in Prescott and a city like Hastings, it really is important to kick off your holiday shopping local. What is that day going to look like in Prescott?
Well, right now it's set for November 29th, which is the Saturday after deer hunting. And we are in the process of...
Or some people refer to it as the Saturday after Thanksgiving. But yeah. you say what you want, Trish.
Well, yeah. You know, I had deer hunting written down. Not that I go hunting, but I know when I write deer hunting, it's shopping season.
Oh. So. Okay. All right. I am so sorry. But I just had to clarify for our Minnesota listeners.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I forget about that. We are in the process of getting all of our members that want to take part, that want to offer special deals, you know, discounts, that kind of thing. And we will have a list of places that they can stop by, a punch card for people to get it punched. And then there'll be some spots where they can drop off their punch card at the end, and then we will draw for a gift basket and hopefully get some nice prizes from some of the participating businesses. And last year we had quite a few take part, so hopefully we will again. Even the bars and restaurants, they'd have like a drink special or, you know, so much off on a, you know, appetizer or something like that. So we're in the process of getting a list put together, but so far it looks like we've got quite an interest in it again.
That sounds so wonderful. And then a new event that has really taken off, and I'm excited to hear the date and some of the details. I know you're still planning Winterfest.
Yeah, Winterfest will be here actually before you know it. I mean, it's crazy, but January 10th, 2026, we have a great committee working together on that, putting some fun activities together. I don't have a complete list yet because they're still working and trying to get some things, you know, approval and everything, but we're going to be having Good for Gary, which is a band that is supposed to be really popular and really good in the Twin Cities area. And I think Muddy Waters has had them before too. So they're going to be playing at the Patapsee Event Center that day. Don't have the time yet, but there'll be some flyers and information coming out soon. And the Prescott Garage Band will be opening up for them that day. So it's open for the family. There's going to be a cash bar there. There'll be some activities and things going on there. There's also going to be the Brick Oven Pizza Bus that's going to be up at the concert that night too. So some fun things. The committee is looking for some sponsors to help cover costs. And we've got some businesses we're hoping to get events. Last year we had a euchre tournament and a bingo, and there was just meat raffles. And the chamber will be holding a meat raffle at Scabs that day at 3 o'clock. So we'll be down there doing that. And there's going to be all kinds of information and stuff coming out, you know, real soon.
Trish, you get some rest because you have a lot of great things coming up, and we're so grateful for your time today. Trish Huber is the Prescott Chamber Coordinator, and this show is called Prescott Chamber Chat on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working